Workers are literally putting the finishing touches on the Hall of Fame, hanging plaques and adjusting the lights. The hall has a lot of what you'd expect from a football shrine. It encompasses the team's history from its inception as the Acme Packers to an explanation of the Lambeau Leap. Player Leroy Butler is credited with first doing the leap. On a video display, he reminisces that it happened December 26, 1993.
Reggie White picked it up, and as he picked it up, he pitched it to him, and I ran it down, scored a touchdown, and I jumped in the stands. That was in '93. That's when the jump in the stands all started.
The Lambeau Leap has become famous. Television cameras routinely focus in when team members literally jump into the arms of their fans. And those fans are commemorated here alongside more notables like Vince Lombardi and Brett Favre. The Packers archivist is Tom Murphy. It was his job to cull through a huge collection of memorabilia the team has saved. And the National Football League is well known for aggressively pursuing copyright infringements, but the Packers issued an appeal to fans to donate items they created. Murphy says the fans came through.
We've got the hood of the car, of a car. A fellow had his car painted green and gold to use it for tailgating, so we've got this hood. We've got hats that people have created. We've even got an exploding golf club. We've got a Green Bay Packer driver that it doesn't explode itself, but it has a 12-gauge blasting cap, I think, in the head of the club. I mean, what Packer fans create is interesting.
Some might even say borderline blasphemous. One woman sent in a prayer to Brett Favre. Still, most artifacts in the Title Town's finest fan display are more like folk art. There are quilts, knitted afghans, even a Packer-themed carpet-covered cat-scratching post. Another fan was willing to part with a cigar butt Ray Nitschke threw on the ground, and a woman whose uncle once worked on the team's grounds crew gave a pair of Vince Lombardi's old sneakers. Of course, the Packers Hall of Fame would be incomplete without the Lombardi trophies. There are three of them in a large, dimly lit round room. The glass doors close out the din from the larger display areas. Here, fans can contemplate the team's three Super Bowl wins. The marble floors give one a sense of being in a sort of football Valhalla. The Hall of Fame is still closed to the public. The opening date isn't set yet, but it'll be ready in time for the first game on September 7th. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.